The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We are continuing the second condition, our second introductory idea that we have to have if we want to make our bitachon Hashem real. Recognition that after we realize the closeness we have to Hashem and the care Hashem has for us and the ability He has to do everything for us and the knowledge of what that He has of what's good for us. So He's really reliable. But now we have to do our side of the relationship and have a clarity that Hashem is aware of everything we are thinking, everything we are doing. And therefore, if we know that Hashem is the one we're relying on, then we have to make our actions and thoughts compatible to the one we're relying on. If you know that this person is the person I could rely on 100%, but you know that when he sees you, he wants you to say, Shalom Aleichem. And you see him go down the street and you don't look away from him. You have to be crazy to do such a thing because you know that this is the one that you're relying on for everything. He wants to help you. And all he's asking you to say good morning. Why not say good morning? So that's the same thing over here. What Hashem wants us to do is to do the Meisim HaRitzuyim, do the acts that he wants and think the thoughts that are compatible to him. Like the Pasuk in Yeshayo says, the people, the source of Kimduna, the Libra Rochak Mimeni. He says that with his mouth that he's Machabed, but his heart is not connected. These are Dvom Shebelev. If you think of this idea, the more we think about it, that Hashem is always watching us and with us, if you'd really strengthen this thought, it would have a very positive effect on our entire behavior. Because everybody has a certain way they behave outside of their house. They have another way they behave inside their house. And it's not always the exact same thing. Outside the house, we're embarrassed to do certain things that we may want to do or would naturally do, but the busha, the embarrassment, the concern of, you know, it's not proper to do it in front of people, stops us from doing it. Whereas one is at home without anybody watching, he has less of something to stop him from doing things that he shouldn't be doing or get him to do the things that he should be doing because nobody sees what's happening, so it's just between him and himself. So the Baal Bitachon with time recognizes the reality of the world that Hashem is always with him. And Mela, with the time, it can have such a beautiful, positive effect the way he behaves when he's not in front of people. When he's home with his family, he thinks to himself, I'm not by myself, I'm with together HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let me think for a few seconds, how does he want me to behave? So, take a common example that, I don't know if it's okay to anybody here, but in the world is very common. Very common thing that if we're, let's say, in a family situation, and one of the family members, let's say, for the dogma, the father, wants one of the children to do something, and they don't listen to him. So it's a common thing that
Kol HaLashon.
If he says it once or twice, and it doesn't get the right result, then suddenly he gets extremely angry and upset and everything else, and a whole war starts emerging. Now, it's definitely not right that children are not listening. But Tzad HaSheni, he would think, one second, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me right now. Is the reaction that Hashem wants me to do right now to get angry and get into rage about this situation that is not going the way I want it to go? Or is there another way of doing it? Is there another way of getting over the message? And the more we get ourselves to live, like we're saying, the real world, and the reality of the world is that Hashem is with us in every situation, That will have a very powerful effect on the way we act and what we say, what we do. Because we'd always have that checks and balances we'll make for myself. Is it something that is matim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it something that will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my beloved Father in heaven, has given me everything I have? Would it give him Nachas Ruach? Would it make him happy? Would it not make him happy? And when we have that measuring stick, is this act going to make Hashem happy or not? It'll take away so much, so many mistakes we made. Because the truth is, what causes us to make mistakes? Mistakes are not because we're evil people. We're all wonderful people. Let's take an example of the anger. The reason why we get angry is because deep down within inside of us there's a voice calling out, you have to get angry right now. This is the only way to reply to react to the situation. If you don't go angry, who knows what's going to happen. If you get angry, they'll get the message, and everything will be great. Even though you deep down know that that is not the right thing to do, and you know the past times that you get angry, just complicated things, but you have that voice calling out. But this Hagzom of Yitochen is basically having us work on the fact, when I get up in the morning, I'm in front of you, Hashem. When I make every brocha, I'm in front of you, Hashem. I realize, Baruch Ato, I'm together with you. And Mela, when it comes to that situation and that voice starts telling me that the way to react is with anger or with whatever it may be. Sometimes it's not anger, it could be fear or feeling down, all the type of feelings. I think again, one second, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Is this really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? Is this the way he wants me to react? And right away I'll come to the conclusion, no. Okay, so maybe I'll be able to control myself because I know the best thing for me is always to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we're saying. Using this second Hagdoma of Bitochen in a healthy fashion, using the recognition that I'm with Hashem, to clarify for myself, is this the right act or the wrong act? And not to use all those forms of justification to guide me, but the emes of the relationship between me and Hashem to guide me. To work on this, like we say in the morning, Moizani, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somin, Hashem is always in front of me, Hashem is always with me. All these different thoughts and sayings. And with that, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have living a life more correctly, more positively, more peacefully, and more the way we really want it to be. Shalom, bro.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.